and it rocks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's happening?
It is 8:16. I don't have anything fun or witty to say, so should we just move on to WTF of the day? That sounds good. Yeah.
Can I give a birthday shout out?
No, I swear to God. Did you do something bad that you have to give your wife three birthday shouts out? Look, I love Amanda. She's a peach, but Jesus.
You know? Oh, there she is. You want to say happy birthday to her real quick? Come on. She's got to get ready.
Happy birthday, Amanda! Did she hear me? Good enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, good enough.
I don't think she cares.
No, she's like, whatever. Well, she's getting older. Women don't like it after they turn 25. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Because she doesn't, you know? Right, she doesn't say, does she say the year or does she say almost 30?
I think she says, no, this morning she said the year.
She said the year, huh?
Well, she's I think she's still on board with that. She's still on board.
Accepting the fact that she's becoming less and less attractive and saggy each year.
But damn.
Damn.
Don't let her hear you say that. So last night she was kind of pulling, so cleaning the house a little bit. She's like, you gotta do this. It's my birthday week. Oh, it's my birthday weekend. No. That's what she was using.
No. That doesn't fly. That doesn't fly.
I think she was doing it on purpose, though, because she knows it pisses me off.
It's my birthday month. We're celebrating every single day. No, we're not.
It's birthday. Yeah. It's in the damn word. You get one day just like the rest of us.
And to be honest, too, after 25, you have 25. So here's how it works. 16, mm-hmm. Big birthday. Well, actually, 13, because now you're technically a teenager. Then you got 16, mm-hmm. You get your driver's license. 18, you can vote, buy porn, get cigarettes, all that good stuff, go to war. Mm-hmm. Then you got 21, you're legally allowed to drink. 25, all right, man, you're halfway through your 20s. You can rent a car. Then it goes 30, 40, 50, then no one cares.
It
goes by 10s, because then it doesn't matter at that point, all right? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Dude, literally somebody the other day was like, we were talking about age or something. They're like, yeah, how old are you? And I'm like, 35.
Yeah.
Dude, I paused.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
No, because it doesn't matter. You know, I never get worked up about my birthday at this point because it's just, all right, I'm 1 year closer to death. Does it really matter that I'm turning 37, whatever? You know, I'll be 35 this year. Like, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
It's 35. Big whoop.
It's just a number, right? I think we say that now, but then, yeah.
I got my pubes got a little bit grayer. My balls dropped a little bit farther. That's about it.
Not much is changing.
No.
After 25, let it ride.
Let it ride. All right. Happy birthday, Amanda. Sorry we ruined your birthday. telling you how depressing it is. Let's do your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
It's your best buds in the biz.
I screwed that up, but you got it. Good job, buddy. There you go. What's up, Katie? I'm so distracted by the story because this is something that's only supposed to happen in movies. About 20 couples in Mar del Plata, Argentina, got together at a farm over the weekend for an underground swingers party. All right.
Ooh.
But they didn't have permission to hold a party with that many people during the pandemic, so the cops came. Well, when the cops got there, people at the party thought they were strippers.
Yes.
All
Where's
right.
The blue box,
yeah,
bro?
Here we
Where's
go. The- oh, hey, you got a big nightstick there, officer? All
Take
right.
It off.
Yeah. You got handcuffs there, officer? Oh.
Could pull me over anytime.
One of the cops says a woman pulled him aside and whispered, quote, "Look at your eyes. You're getting me hot." Oh, boy. All the people at the party got citations for violating COVID protocols, and the owner of the farm will be looking at a fine. So how did the cops find out about the party? The three people who were organizing it got into a fight during the planning, and two of them decided to leave the other one out, so that person ratted out the cops. That's
oh,
the thing.
Damn.
Don't leave anybody out of the swingers party. People get mad when they're all horned up. Yeah, they're all horned up and wanting to swing, and then you C-block them. They're going to get mad.
You guys are going to go have fun, party, and have sex with each other, huh? Are you?
Look.
I'm calling the cops.
If I can't go to the swingers party, no one goes to the swingers party. Yeah.
I mean, imagine the cops, though, that get to be on that call. Is that a good call or a bad call?
It depends. Argentina, a lot of good-looking people in Argentina. It may be all right. You know, Oklahoma, Nebraska, United States, probably not the best swingers party you're going to go to. You know, Ohio, probably not bringing in the tens. Okay.
Nah. No. No. Yeah, swingers parties up in the UP, probably not the best.
No, not going to it. Lot of fur up there. Lot of fur. Lot of trappers. So there you go. Great
story. Interesting story. I like it.
That's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.